The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 13. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on May 18th, 2016, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Dehi nosmin yata dehe. Kumaram jovanam jara.
Kumaram jovanam jara.
Tata dehantara praptir.
Dehantara praptir.
Diras tatra namuhyati. Dehi nosmin yata dehe. Kumaram jovanam jara. Tata dehantara praptir. Diras tatra namuhyati. Dehi nosmin yata dehe. Kumaram jovanam jara. Tata dehantara praptir. Diras tatra namuhyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. Purport. Since every living entity is an individual soul, each is changing his body every moment, manifesting sometimes as a child, sometimes as a youth, and sometimes as an old man. Yet the same spirit soul is there and does not undergo any change. This individual soul finally changes the body at death and transmigrates to another body, and since it is sure to have another body in the next birth, either material or spiritual, there was no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona, for whom he was so much concerned. Rather, he should rejoice for their changing bodies from old to new ones, directly rejuvenating their energy. Such changes of body account for varieties of enjoyment or suffering according to one's work in life. So, Bhishma and Drona, being noble souls, were surely going to have spiritual bodies in the next life, or at least life in heavenly bodies, for superior enjoyment of material existence. So, in either case, there was no cause of lamentation. Any man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, the supersoul, and nature, both material and spiritual, is called a jitta, or a most sober man. Such a man is never deluded by the changes of bodies. The Mayavadi theory of oneness of the spirit soul cannot be entertained on the ground that the spirit soul cannot be cut into pieces as a fragmental portion. Such cutting into different individual souls would make the Supreme cleavable or changeable against the principle of the Supreme Souls being unchangeable. As confirmed in the Gita, the fragmental portions of the Supreme exist eternally, sanatana, and are called chara. That is, they have a tendency to fall down into material nature. These fragmental portions are eternally so, and even after liberation, the individual soul remains the same, fragmental. But once liberated, he lives an eternal life in bliss and knowledge with the personality of Godhead. The theory of reflection can be applied to the supersoul who is present in each and every individual body and is known as the Paramatma. He is different from the individual living entity. When the sky is reflected in water, the reflections represent both the sun and the moon, and the stars also. The stars can be compared to the living entities, and the sun or the moon to the Supreme Lord. The individual fragmental spirit soul is represented by Arjuna, and the Supreme Soul is the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. They are not on the same level, as it will be apparent in the beginning of the fourth chapter. If Arjuna is on the same level with Krishna, and Krishna is not superior to Arjuna, then their relationship of instructor and instructed becomes meaningless. If both of them are deluded by the illusory energy Maya, then there is no need of one being the instructor and the other the instructed. Such instruction would be useless because in the clutches of Maya, no one can be an authoritative instructor. Under the circumstances, it is admitted that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord, superior in position to the living entity, Arjuna, who is a forgetful soul, deluded by Maya.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarine.
So, Krishna is very kindly revealing this knowledge to
Arjuna.
Actually, Arjuna doesn't really need to hear this. He's a fully self-realized soul. But he is playing the role of a conditioned soul that the, so that this message can be spoken for our benefit. The fact is, we are an illusion. The fact is, we are misidentifying ourselves as these material bodies. This misidentification with matter is the root cause of all of our suffering. So the most important thing to do is to kick out the false bodily conception. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a story in this connection. In India, weddings are a big thing. The whole village comes to the wedding. And formerly they would marry the boy and girl from different villages, you see.
yra sutuokiami skirtingų, iš skirtingų kaimų, vaikinas ir mergina.
So when there's a marriage, all the villagers go from one village to the other village for the marriage.
Ir kai vyksta tuoktuvės, tai vienas kaimas keliauja į kitą kaimą aplankyti tos šventės.
So the villagers are walking, walking, walking. They finally came to a big, huge body of water that had to be crossed to go to the other village.
Visas kaimas keliavo, keliavo, kol galų gale priejo didžiulį, didžiulį ežerą, už kurio buvo kitas kaimas.
But the sun had just set, it became completely dark.
Ir kaip tik nusileido saulė ir tapo visiškai tamsu.
So they had, but they had to be there the next morning, so they had, they tell the boatman, you go ahead and you will pay you nicely, you will take rest on the boat and you all night you row us to the other side.
Kadangi jiem kitą rytą jau reikėjo būti kitoje kranto pusėje, tai jie paprašė valtininko, kad mes tau gerai pamokėsim, bet būk geras mus perkelk.
So the boatman agreed and everyone got in the boat.
Taigi, visi sulipo į valtį.
And all night rowing, 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 rowing.
Ir visą naktį irklavo.
And the sun came up, the villagers woke up.
Ir kuomet saulė pakilo, visi kaimo žmonės.
And they looked, they said, we haven't gone anywhere, what's going on?
Ir pamatė, kad jie niekur nenukeliavo.
The boatman, oh no, I forgot to pull in the anchor.
Ir valtininkas pagalvojo, o ne, pamiršau inkarą ištraukti.
So, you have to pull in this anchor, you see.
Taigi, inkarą reikia ištraukti.
You have to pull in the anchor of bodily identification. As long as you keep thinking, I'm a man or a woman, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this or that, on this body, you are not going to make any progress. That's why this verse is very important. This verse teaches us that even though the body is changing, we are the same. In other words, we're not the body. We can all think back to our early days as little children or even babies, certain experiences we had then.
Mes galime prisiminti, kai buvome maži berniukai arba mergaitės, turėjom tam tikras patirtis.
But where is that body that experienced that event?
Klausimas, kur yra tas mūsų kūnas, kuris tada patyrė tuos įvykius?
That body is long gone.
Šitas kūnas jau yra seniai dingęs.
But yet we remember.
Bet mes prisimenam tas patirtis.
I remember being a little baby in the crib sometime around 1949.
Atsimenu, kai buvau 1949 mažas berniukas.
I was looking at a new invention.
Ir stebėjau naują išradimą.
Called TV.
Kuris buvo pavadintas televizija.
And this little black TV there on the counter. You see.
Tas buvo didelis juodas televizorius.
I was in my baby crib and I was looking at, what is this, the TV?
Ir aš iš savo vaikiškos lovytės stebėjau, kas tai per...
So, where is that little baby's body, you see?
Kur dabar tas kūnas mažo vaiko?
Is long gone.
Yes,
but yet I remember that experience that I had in that baby's body. So this shows that the self and the body are two different things. So this is the first thing you have to do. You must be absolutely, totally convinced that you are not your body. When the body dies, you do not die. So, once we realize we're not the body, the next question is, well, if I'm not the body, what am I? I know that I exist because I'm conscious of my existence. So I'm not the body, what am I? That we learn from the Vedic wisdom.
Tam yra reikalinga vedinė
išmintis. We are eternal spiritual beings,
mes esame amžinos gyvos būtybės.
Qualitatively one with the Supreme Being, who is the source of all existence.
Kokybiškai tapačios aukščiausiai asmenybei.
He is eternal.
Jis yra amžinas.
And we being qualitatively one with Him are also eternal.
Ir mes būdami kokybiškai jam tapatus.
He is full of knowledge.
Jisai turi pilną žinojimą.
And we being qualitatively one with Him are also full of knowledge.
O mes, kadangi esame kokybiškai tapatus su Juo, taip pat turime visą žinojimą.
He possesses a form also.
Jisai taip pat turi formą.
And therefore we also have form.
Mes taip pat turime formą.
This is stated very clearly by Lord Brahma.
Viešpas Brahma labai aiškiai įvardino.
After he personally experienced the Supreme Lord.
Asmeniškai patyręs viešpatį.
He wrote this beautiful Sanskrit poetry.
Jisai parašė labai gražią sanskrito poemą.
Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchirananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. The supreme controller is Krishna.
Aukščiausias kontroliuotojas yra Krishna.
He has an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge.
Jis turi amžiną formą kupiną palaimos ir žinojimo.
He has no origin.
Ir jis neturi pradžios.
Because he is the origin of all.
Nes jis yra visa ko šaltinis.
And he is called Govinda.
Ir jisai yra vadinamas.
And he is the supreme cause of all causes.
Jis yra aukščiausia visų priežasčių priežastis.
So I can tell you, my dear friends.
Taigi, brangus draugai.
If you want to achieve genuine happiness in life, you have to learn how to harmonize yourself with that Supreme Person. This whole material world is completely off the track. The whole human society is disintegrating into eventual anarchy. Because they don't understand the source of their existence and how to harmonize with that source. These teachings, Bhagavad Gita, these are directly coming from God Himself to teach us how to actually be who we are.
Ir moka mus, kaip būti tuo, ko mes iš tiesų esame.
In other words, at the present moment,
tai žodžiai tariant, dabar,
we are suffering from a very bad case of amnesia.
Mes sergam labai, labai rimta
amnesija. We've totally forgotten who we are.
Visiškai pamiršom, kas tokie esame.
And not knowing anything, we've just concocted some idea about who we really are.
Ir visiškai to nebežinodami, įsigalvojom, kas mes tokie esame.
Everyone needs some kind of identity. So we've concocted this identity out of our desire to have identity. We've concocted this false idea that I am the body. But this conception doesn't work. It's not practical. I'll prove it to you. You as a living entity desire to always be happy, always be blissful. Your nature is to always want happiness. This we know from our own experience. This is also confirmed in the Vedic wisdom. Anandamaya vyasat. The living entity is always, his nature is to always want blissfulness. But this body is condemned to get sick, to get old and die. These are miserable things. Sickness is miserable. Old age is miserable. And death is miserable. So if my nature is always to be blissful, why do I have this body which is forced to suffer in so many ways? Something doesn't fit.
Kažkas nesutampa.
It's like you tried to put your foot in a shoe in a which is not the right size, it won't fit. If the shoe is too small for your foot, you can try to squeeze your foot in, but it won't fit in. The shoe is too small. So this bodily conception doesn't fit. It doesn't match our consciousness. It doesn't match our psyches. Therefore, we have to imagine happiness. We fake it. We pretend that we're happy.
Ir apsimesti, kad esame laimingi.
I remember when I was a youth. I knew I was very miserable. But people always say, "How are you doing?" And every time I tell them I was miserable, they couldn't handle it. They didn't want to hear that, you see. I wasn't really welcome in their association if I told them I was miserable. So I just had to fake it. Yeah, I'm feeling fine. How you doing? Fine. You see? To fit in, you have fake it. But actually, we're all miserable. That's a fact. We're all miserable like hell. But this whole society makes you think, oh, I'm fine.
You see?
But actually, we're suffering. The beginning of human life is when you realize, I am suffering. Why am I suffering? That's where human life actually begins. If you have not asked that question, I beg to inform you, you are on the animal platform. You're not a human being yet. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Come out of your little shell and be a human being by questioning, why am I suffering? Why am I forced to die when I do not want to die? You should ask these questions because the answer is there. And we will teach you how to become deathless. We will teach you how to step on the head of death and enter into this transcendental world. This science is called Krishna consciousness. And it is Rajavidya, the highest knowledge. Rajavidyam, Rajaguhyam, Pavittamitam, Uttamam, Prajakshavagamam, Dharmyam, Shushukam, Gartamabhyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. It's the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting. And it is joyfully performed. This knowledge has the potency to make the entire world into a paradise. But these fools and rascals are so puffed up, they don't want to become humble before God. Therefore, they bring so much suffering upon themselves. The fact is, the more you become God conscious, the more you become happy, the more you become healthy. It has just been revealed by the American Medical study by the American Medical Association, as reported today, reported 3 days ago in the Washington Post website, that those who worship God live longer. They have longer lifespans, confirmed by the American Medical Association. If you chant Hare Krishna, you'll live longer. Why, one might ask? Guru Mataji gave the answer why it works. Because the anxiety goes away. The more you're in anxiety, you see, the more your lifespan becomes shortened. And the more you're free from anxiety, the more you live. In other words, your body is a manifestation of your mental, your physical health is a manifestation of your mental health.
Jūsų fizinė sveikata, tai yra jūsų psichinės sveikatos išraiška.
The more that your mind is peaceful, your body will become healthy automatically.
Ir automatiškai, kuo daugiau jūsų protas tampa ramesnis, tuo kūnas tampa sveikesnis.
So when your mind becomes absolutely, totally peaceful by becoming Krishna conscious,
taigi, kai protas, tapdamas Krishna sąmoningu, atranda visišką ramybę,
it works wonders on your lifespan.
Tai labai stebuklingai veikia jūsų gyvenimo trukmę.
The Sri Upanishad says that by following this process of Krishna consciousness, one can aspire to live for hundreds of years. And we see great Vaishnavas, sometimes they live for many centuries even. Bilva Mangala Thakur lived for many centuries. Even though he was not pure as a youth,
netgi būdamas jaunas, nebuvo tyras.
As a youth, he was a playboy.
Jis buvo playboyus.
He had a prostitute girlfriend. I mean, he was decadent as a youth.
Ir turėjo draugę prostitutę.
But he gave it up.
Bet jis atmetė.
He became a pure Vaishnava and he lived for many centuries in Vrindavan.
Tapo tyru Vaishnava ir daug amžių gyveno Vrindavane.
Of course, a devotee, you see, he's transcendental.
Be abejo, sudavęs yra transcendentinis.
He's not attached to living in this body, you're not living in this body. He simply says, Krishna, now I'm in your hands. If you want me to die right now while I'm giving this lecture, I'm cool with that. You can tell me right now, Krishna, you can tell me right now in this body, I have no objection. Or if you want me to preach for many hundreds of years, to spread this movement and make the whole world Krishna conscious, I'm willing to do that too. So in this way, a devotee is detached, you see. But the fact is, by becoming Krishna conscious, according to the American Medical Association, you live up to 33% longer.
But faktas yra, pagal Amerikos medikų asociacija, kad žmogus atsidavęs Dievui gyvena 33% ilgiau.
So that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Geras sandėlis, ar ne?
And we don't even charge anything.
Nereikia iš nieko mokėti.
It's absolutely free.
Nemokamai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You just extended your lifespan. So now, are there any questions?
Thank you that you come to Vilnius. I'm very happy to be in your association. I want to ask two questions, but be connected, okay? I'm a little confused.
Just give me one at a time. Ask one and then answer that and I'll say other one.
I'm a little confused after one lecture. It was before 2 days in temple. One older senior devotee took lecture and he said that if you not pure devotee and don't chant 64 rounds, it's not good that you like live in temple and other people like support you and something, and you have to go to work and have to go to university and because you're not pure devotee. It's one question.
What, you can help me. What is,
I live in temple and
is that the question? Okay, now what is the question? Make it clear for me what she's asking.
One devotee in the temple said that if you are not pure devotee and not chanting 64 rounds, better you not live in the temple by the cost of others, better you go to work.
Oh, I see. That means none of us should live in the temple. We can just shut down the movement, I guess. None of us can live in the temple. Who is our pure devotees? Who can claim, yes, I'm a pure devotee? Actually, Prabhupada said 16 rounds was sufficient. So this person apparently thinks they know more than Srila Prabhupada. So anybody who thinks they know more than Prabhupada, I don't want to hear from such people.
And I asked him, okay, if I go to university, but it's connected with the, we was reading in Bhagavad Gita, how people can teach you if he is in Maya? Like, if I go to university and they teach me. And he said, he answered that, yes, Arjuna also, Krishna also said for Arjuna to go to fight. And it's a good explanation or no? What's the real meaning that Krishna say for Arjuna go to fight?
It's very simple. You just follow the orders of the spiritual master. That's all.
Viskas yra labai paprasta. Paprasčiausiai reikia sekti dvasinio mokytojo pamokymais.
The spiritual master says, go to the university, go to the university.
Jeigu mokytojas tavęs paprašy, eik į universitetą, tai tu yra...
He says, go to Vrindavan, you go to Vrindavan. You just do whatever your guru says, that's all. Very simple thing. Not complicated. You just do what your guru says. That's what Arjuna did. He did what Krishna said, that's all. That clear? Follow the spiritual master's ordinance. So whatever your spiritual master tells you to do, you do that. Simple thing. There's no complication.
What if someone doesn't have a spiritual master?
If you don't have a spiritual master, you need to get one. You're a street. You're a street dog. You don't have a guru. You're a street dog. Have you seen the street dogs in Vrindavan? It's horrible. You've seen the dogs on Juhu Beach who have masters. They're very stout, strong, and jolly dogs. So don't be a street dog without a guru. You need a guru. And then you just follow your guru's order, then you're perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness. Don't cheat yourself.
Ir tokiu būdu savęs
nebūtų. Remaining a street dog.
Ir neapgaukite savęs likdami gatvės šunimi.
But if Guru say that you, if I ask and Guru say you do what you like. If you want you go, if you don't want you don't go.
O ką daryti, jeigu mokytis sako, daryk kaip nori, nori mokytis, nori nesimokyti.
Then you have his blessing. Then you do what you like then. And then you have his blessing.
No problem.
And you're okay. He gave you his blessing. Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Kartais, kai mes praktikuojam bhakti jogą, pradžiui, ir apskritai visai gali būti tokia išorinė ta praktika.
Sometimes when we practicing bhakti yoga, especially in the beginning, we practice very only external.
Tai kaip praktikuoti ir save laikom, kad nu esam kažkokie tai išaukštinti atsidavę paramahamsus ar ten. Tai va, tai ir kaip tai praktikuoti, kad tu būtum toj nuolankioj pozicijai, bet tu pačioj tam gilyn ir neapsimetinėtum kažkokiu ten atsidavusiu išaukštinti.
But at the same time, we feel very puffed up that we are very advanced. So how properly advance and go deep and not to become puffed up?
Yes, you're very advanced in nescience.
Taip, tu esi labai pažengęs savo nesąmonėse.
Remember that. You are very advanced in nescience. Next.
I have a question. Sometimes...
Lietuviškai paklausiu.
Kai kada būna tokio atveju, kad sakai kažkam tai pamokslauji, bet iš tikrųjų tu savo pamokslauji. Ir kažką sakai, tu tai... Klausimas, kaip taip susitelkti tą protą, kad jisai, nu, neprigalvot, nu, kad jis, kaip visą tai suskaldyti, move off all this, yeah, all this maya, just Hare Krishna.
Translation?
His question is how to overcome Maya.
because I'm...
How to overcome Maya. It's very simple. You take shelter of Krishna. You cannot overpower Maya.
Pats Maya's nenugalės.
Krishna can, but you cannot. You do not have the power to overcome Maya. But if you take shelter of Krishna, automatically Maya is gone.
I have no choice. Because in this world, I just move out of duality.
In this world, what?
Duality.
Yeah.
He is in duality.
Yes, if you come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then you come beyond all dualities. For a devotee, happiness and distress are the same. Because he uses both of them to increase his Krishna consciousness. He's not bothered by dualities anymore. Just like an expert businessman, when the market goes, when the prices go down, he buys. And the prices go up, he sells.
Okay, kainos kyla, jis parduoda.
So in this way, he is always expanding his business. And whether the market is up or down, he is always expanding his business.
Bet kuriuo atveju, ar rinka krenta, ar rinka kyla, jis visą laiką plečia savo.
So the advanced devotee, he, whether in happiness and distress, he uses both of them to increase his Krishna consciousness.
Taigi, pažengęs atsidavęs, tiek kančia, tiek laimė naudoja tam, kad padidintų savo Krishna sąmonę.
He's never defeated by Maya. Never.
Dėl to į Maya niekad nenugalė.
Maya becomes his assistant to help him in Krishna consciousness.
Maya tampa jo asistentė ir padeda jam tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
This is cool.
This is cool.
Yeah, this is the ultimate knowledge.
Tai yra pats aukščiausias žinojimas.
I'm giving you the highest knowledge.
Duodu tau aukščiausią žinojimą.
Whether you take it or not, that's up to you, but I'm giving you the highest knowledge.
Priimsiu tai ar ne, priklauso nuo tavęs, bet aš tau tai duodu.
Hare Krishna.
Next question.
Shri Gurudev, could you please explain the moment of Dasa Dasa and Dasa?
The meaning of dasa, dasa, and dasa.
Ar jūs galėtumėt paaiškinti, ką reiškia tarno, tarno, tarnas?
Krishna very clearly explains in the Adi Purana.
Adi Purana ir Krishna paaiškina labai aiškiai.
He's addressing Arjuna.
Jisai kreipiasi Arjuna.
Yeme bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta state jana, mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee.
Brangus Arjuna, tas, kuris yra mano atsidavęs, jisai iš tikrųjų nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet tas, kuris atsiduoda mano atsidavusiam, vat jisai yra tikrasis mano atsidavęs.
So if you want to approach Krishna, you must become devotee of the devotee. If you try to approach Krishna directly, with all sincerity, he will tell you to take shelter of his devotee. The more you become the devotee, the more you become the devotee of the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, the more you become dear to Krishna. Therefore, a highly advanced devotee, he is devoted to all the devotees. He is devoted to his spiritual master. He is devoted to the senior Vaishnavas. He is devoted to those who are equally situated with him, his peers. And he is devoted to his juniors also. He is dedicated to all the Vaishnavas. He tries to serve all of them with love. But he has one authority, and that is his Diksha Guru.
Isn't that Dasa, 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 and Dasa is a disciplic succession?
Yes. It also means that
you are accepting the spiritual master who is the servant of his guru and who is the servant of his guru.
Yeah. Yes, it also, as Guru Mataji is very nicely reminding us, it also refers to the disciplic succession system, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number
2.
Evam parampara praptam ramanjajashayo vidu sakaleneha mahata yoganoshta padantapa. This knowledge was thus received in the chain of disciplic succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken. And thus the science, as it is, appears to be lost. So this knowledge is coming down from the disciplic line. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas. There's the Brahma Sampradaya, in which we are situated. There's the Shri Sampradaya, the Lakshmi Sampradaya, the Kumara Sampradaya, and the Rudra Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya is the one that is most powerful at the present time. It was recently energized by the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within it. You can see the list in the Bhagavad Gita. There's Brahma, then is the beginning, and then there's Narada Muni, then there's Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, and then there's many, many acharyas, then you come to Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you come down to the Six Goswamis. Prabhupada said that I am the 11th in the line from my Guru, from Chaitanya, and you are the 12th. So those devotees who are faithfully preaching on behalf of Srila Prabhupada according to his instructions, they are bona fide spiritual masters in the disciplic succession. They are the 12th in the line from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's why it is recommended also, one should accept the spiritual master and knowledge from him in the disciplic succession, not out of it.
Dėl to šventraščiai rekomenduoja šitą žinias perimti autoritetingoje mokytojų mokinių sekoje.
The spiritual master is not in a sibling succession, and there is this is such a guru is described in the Vedic wisdom. I followed such gurus previously and was grossly misguided. The mantra goes like this: Sampradaya vahinaye mantrashte nishpalamata. If you have a spiritual master who is not in a siddhic succession, the mantra he gives you has no potency whatsoever. This knowledge comes only through the siddhic succession from Krishna. In the present moment on this planet, the world is full of bogus gurus. They have no potency to give you, to liberate you from this material world, because they are not liberated either. However, they have one very good potency. There's one potency which they have very powerful. How to pick your pocket and take all the money out of your wallet. They're very good at picking your pocket. The bona fide spiritual master has nothing to take from you except your anxiety. That's all he wants to take. It's stated in the Vedic wisdom, it's very easy to find a guru who can pick your pocket and take away all your money. But it is very, very difficult to find a guru who can take away all your anxiety. Only those gurus who are coming in an authorized line of disciplic succession have the potency to take away all your anxieties. Though this principle of the siddhic succession is very, very important. Next question.
So should we now at our level try to become a servant of everybody or just a servant of our guru?
Taigi mes turėtume mokintis tapti savo mokytojo tarnu ar visų tarnu?
You have, Prabhupada says you only have one guru, the one who initiates you. So he is your, according to Prabhupada's teachings, he is your authority. And under his direction, you should serve not only all the Vaishnavas, you should serve every living entity throughout the entire universe. By spreading this Krishna consciousness. Serve all living entities. Why only the devotees serve all living entities?
But one should understand what is the meaning of serving the spiritual master. Is it only the physical or what follow the instructions?
Taip pat žmogus turi suprasti, ką iš tikrųjų reiškia tarnauti dvasiniam mokytojui. Ar tai yra tik tai išorinė veikla, ar ir sekimas mokytojo nurodymais?
There are two ways to serve the spiritual master. They are called Vani Seva and Vapu Seva. Vapu Seva means serving his physical form. Just like when I was with Prabhupada, I did some Vapu Seva. I opened the door for Prabhupada. For him to get in the car, you see. So that's called Vapu Seva. And that's nice. You can iron his clothes or cook for him or open the door or, you know, bring his shoes. These are nice. These are very nice services. But they are less important than Vani Seva. Vani Seva means to serve the orders of the spiritual master. When you take Vani Seva, then the spiritual master dwells within your heart. You're no longer dependent on his physical presence.
Tuomet jūs užsiimat valinį sevą, sekat mokti nurodymais, moktės, įeina jūsų širdį ir jūs nesat priklausomas nuo tiesioginio jo bendravimo.
Do you know how much association Srila Prabhupada got with Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur?
Ar žinot, kiek Srila Prabhupada galėjo bendrauti savo mokytoju Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati?
Very little.
Labai nedaug.
Prabhupada said, 10 times or maybe not even 10 times and maybe less than 10 times he actually so but he was the his godbrothers they were living in the temple they had hundreds of associations with Bhakti Siddhanta but they did not take his instructions as Prabhupada took so Prabhupada is the most intimate of all the disciples
Kai tuo tarpu jo dievo broliai gyvenate šventykloje kartu su Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati tūkstančius kartų daugiau turėjo galimybių tiesiogiai bendrauti. Bet Šrila Prabhupada rimčiausiai priėmė savo mokytojo pamokymus.
Even though he had very little physical association with Guru Maharaj, he was the closest of all the disciples to Guru Maharaj.
Nors turėjo labai mažai fizinio kontakto su mokytoju, bet buvo artimiausias jo mokinys.
So becoming close to your spiritual master does not require physical presence.
Taigi tam, kad priartėti prie dvasinio mokytojo, nereikia fizinio kontakto.
You take the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul, just as Prabhupada did.
Tiesiog reikia dvasinio mokytojo nurodymus priimti kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą, kaip Prabhupada padarė.
Prabhupada was ordered to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Prabhupada gavo nurodymą skleisti šitą dvasinį žinojimą angliškai kalbančiam pasauliui.
And he accepted that as his life and soul.
Ir priėmė tai kaip savo gyvenimo misiją.
So he gave us, his disciples, the order. He said, become guru and deliver the whole world.
Ir savo mokiniams perdavė tą žinią, tapkite mokytojais ir išvaduokite visą pasaulį.
So any Prabhupada disciple who has properly understood what is the meaning of Vanuseva, he will dedicate his life to become guru and deliver the whole world.
Kiekvienas Prabhupados mokinių, mokinys, kuris tinkamai supranta, ką reiškia Vanuseva, dės visas pasangas, kad taptų mokytoju ir išvaduotų visą pasaulį.
So that family business is there for all of us.
Šitas šeimos verslas yra mums visiems skirtas.
So I tell my disciples that you must assist me in delivering the world.
Todėl aš sakau savo mokiniams, kad jūs turite man padėti išgelbėti.
That's how they can render me the best service. You assist me in delivering the world.
Tai geriausia tarnystė, kurią jūs galite padaryti.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
All right, you got it, go ahead. Then you're after him. You go ahead.
O tai jeigu neturi asociacijos su dvasiniu mokytoju mokinys, tai jis gali tada išsirinkti savo kažkokį, kurį nori, nurodymą. Ir čia bus jam kaip asmenis nurodymas, jis priimi savo kaip tą sielą.
If someone has no association with spiritual master at all, so he can pick up some order and follow that, or how to understand?
Prabhupada's instructions are given in his lectures. Many disciples didn't get any direct personal instructions from Srila
Prabhupada.
But his instructions are there in his lectures, they're in his books. You don't have to have that physical contact. We didn't have to have that physical contact, you see. Prabhupada says, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver all living entities back to home, back to Godhead. So he's telling us how we, what it means to be a devotee. You have to think about delivering all living entities, then you're a devotee. So the spiritual master's instructions are given in his lectures, in his writings, and then even if you have no physical association, you can hear his lectures and study his writings and get the instructions from them.
Taigi, neturėdamas net asmeninio kontakto su mokytoju, tu gali klausyti jo paskaitas, klausyti skaityti jo knygas ir tai gausi savo nurodymus.
And if there's an opportunity to inquire, like when he's giving a lecture, then you can get so many personal instructions just by inquiring in the lectures.
O jeigu yra galimybė asmeniškai su juo bendrauti, pasinaudok kitu atveju ir paskaitos mokytoju.
Or sending an email.
Arba gali mokytojui parašyti elektroninį laišką.
It's a matter if you want to take advantage of it, you know.
Tai klausimas, kiek tu nori tuo pasinaudoti?
Huh?
some gurus have so many disciples, they don't even accept the emails they
have. Yeah, some gurus, you can't write them in. You can't. I know some gurus, you can't do them. Some people come to me because they know I'll answer their emails. They've been a tell, but everybody was going to some guru who doesn't answer emails. But they realized, no, we better go with Sankarshan because he can answer our emails. That's a call I call the burden of love.
Darbas iš meilės.
I can go into debate with that. The spiritual master who accepts a disciple, he has a responsibility to take care of the disciple.
Mokytojas priimdamas mokinį prisima atsakomybę to mokinio pasirūpinti.
No comment. Next question. Yeah, back here.
If I want to add more to this, because when somebody asks another guru, he is independent. He has option whether to follow that instruction or not. But when one's own spiritual master gives the instruction, he has to follow.
Correct. Yes. Next.
Ką reiškia pasiekti aukščiausią tobulumą?
What does it mean to achieve the highest perfection?
Pure love of God.
Krishna
Prema. You're fully absorbed 24 hours a day with every thought, word, and deed in pleasing Krishna in the best possible way. Every thought is perfectly pleasing to Krishna. Every word is perfectly pleasing to Krishna. And every action you perform with your body, everything's perfectly pleasing to Krishna. Such a person will actually re-enter the spiritual world and attain his eternal relationship with Krishna. Punar janma na vijate, he doesn't take breath again.
Yeah. Taip pat yra sakoma, kad būtina turėti gyvą dvasinį mokytoją, nes jeigu aš tik tai paimsiu iš kažkokio tai išsirinksiu iš praeities mokytojų, kurie galbūt netgi ir palikė kūną ir kažkaip tai priimsiu kaip savo mokytoją, tai yra netinkama, kodėl reikalingas tas gyvas kontaktas. You mentioned that Vani Seva is most important. But also it is said that it's very important to have live spiritual master.
To have what?
Live spiritual
master. Yes.
Living. So, what is
yeah.
the difference? And
yeah, just like one cannot accept initiation from a departed Vaishnava.
Yes, they can't accept initiation from Vaishnava, who is your colleague's kuna.
So the question is, if Vani Seva is so important, then why can't I just take some other guru as my spiritual master because I can serve his Vani?
Kodėl, jeigu Vani Seva pati svarbiausia, kodėl negaliu priimti kažkokį tai mokytoją, kurio
The system is that the actual diksha has to be accepted from a spiritual master who is physically present. Departed Vaishnavas do not give diksha. Prabhupada told us that he would not initiate any more disciples. No, he, on October 18th he said, I'm not initiating any more disciples. That is the Vaishnava system. In other words, the spiritual master has to be present to say, yes, I accept this person. One may say, well, I think he accepted me, so I'm going to take initiation from, you know, I think I'll take it from Narada Muni. I like the Vina, you know.
Galim pagalvoti, na, aš manau, kad mane priimtų gal Narada Munis, man patinka, kaip jis gražiai groja su vina, gal jisai...
I'm sure Narada Muni would accept me as disciple, so I'm going to have an initiation yagi and Narada Muni be my guru.
Esu žinęs, kad jis mane priims į mokinius ir pasidarysim jagi ir jis mane...
But what's your proof that he actually accepted you?
Bet kur įrodymai, kad jie tave priėmė?
You have no proof.
Jokių įrodymai.
So that's why you have to have, you take diksha from a living spiritual master that says, yes, I accept you and I give you this name.
Todėl mes priėmam iniciaciją iš gyvo dvasio mokytojo, kuris ištaria, aš tave priėmu į mokinius ir duoda tau vardą.
These Vedic people think, yes, we will initiate you as Prabhupada's disciples, and but they pick out the name. Prabhupada doesn't pick it up.
Yra tokia ritvikų filosofija, tokie ritvikų pasiekėjai, jie duoda Prabhupados vardu iniciaciją ir išrenka vardą, bet jie išrenka vardą, ne Prabhupada.
Prabhupada doesn't say, yes, I accept you as my disciple.
Prabhupada nesako, aš priimu tave į mokinius.
He stated, I'm on October 18th, 1977, he said, I'm not taking any more disciples.
Jolab, kad 77 metais, Prabhupada pasakė, kad daugiau mokinių nepriims.
And these Vedic people say, Prabhupada, you're wrong. Actually, Prabhupada, you are wrong. You are accepting disciples because we say so.
O Ritvikų filosofija sako, kad ne, Prabhupada, tu neteisus. Mes sakom, kad tu turi priimti toliau mokinius.
Can you imagine how crazy that is? How offensive it is? They say, yes, Prabhupada, you are accepting disciples because we say you're accepting disciples.
Sakyti, kad taip, Prabhupada, tu dabar turi vis vien priimti mokinius.
That means they think they can tell Prabhupada what to do. Prabhupada said, I'm not taking any more disciples. They say, oh yes you are, because we say so. So don't follow such bogus spiritualists who don't follow the Vedic system.
In
one sense, they're cheating themselves. Because saying that Vani Seva, we are doing Vani Seva, actually they don't follow anybody, they just follow their own mind.
Iš tikrųjų, tokie žmonės, jie save apgaudinėja, jie gali galvot, kad seka Vani Seva.
They're not serving Vapu, nor are they serving... Oh God. They're not serving Vapu or Vani, neither of them.
Exactly. They're cheating themselves.
Yeah, cheating themselves and cheating others. That's all.
Taigi, kai kurie žmonės apgaudinėja save ir kitus.
So our time is up, and we thank you all very much. Please take this process seriously. Do not take birth again in this material world. You have to fully surrender to Krishna and Guru, and this way make your lives perfect. Otherwise, you're just cutting your throat. Don't do that. Don't be a fool. Don't be stupid. God has given you in your human form a very advanced intelligence. Use this advanced intelligence to understand the science of God. And make your lives perfect. Ačiū labai.
Jis greiši man sankaršan basa, vikari maharadžiai. Jai!